As the number of COVID-19 cases declines and vaccinations increase, it feels like we may be finally coming out on the other side of the over year-long pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the people we've been fortunate enough to connect with for information and pandemic updates from a historic perspective is Dr. Howard Markel, director of the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan, a professor of pediatrics, an author, and of course, helped coin the term flatten the curve. Can't leave that out. So he joins us now. Thanks for talking to us again.
Glad to be here, Lisa.
To me, it feels like the pandemic is winding down, but from a historic perspective, what can you say to that?
Well, there's a poem by T.S. Eliot called The Hollow Men, and it's this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper. And you can pretty much say that about all epidemics and pandemics. They just sort of trail off ambiguously. And hide away, but we don't know what's to come next. But it looks like with the advent of mass vaccination, half the adult American population is fully vaccinated. And as we vaccinate teenagers, that's going to improve the vaccination rates and so on. And of course, the case rates and death rates have plummeted. That's basic science. That's what vaccines help us do, is prevent infection. So that's very promising, and I think it looks a lot better today than it did about 8 weeks ago or 12 weeks ago.
For some of us who tend to have a dualistic view of the world, we need to hear it's over. It's either on or it's off.
Well, yeah, I like that, and I appreciate that, and that's not how it works. They trail off. And the best way you can end the pandemic for yourself is to get fully vaccinated, because it's such an effective vaccine. It's 90 to 95% effective in preventing an infection, is that the odds of you getting COVID are very, very small. And you're level of disease is probably going to be minimized than, say, if you weren't vaccinated. But that's the tiny risk, and you really end the pandemic by getting vaccinated.
But for those of us, I'll include myself in this, who have been very cautious and masked up, and now we're seeing the numbers go down and vaccinations go up, how do we proceed back to quote-unquote normalcy? It just feels risky still to many people.
Well, we're going to have to learn. We've forgotten all these social skills and how we interact with other people that we took for granted, like going to the supermarket. And I think you and people like you and me too, it's sort of like, the big city pool in May, and it's cold. The water's really cold, and you dip your toe in, and your toe doesn't fall off, so you dip your rest of your foot in, and it's still intact. And you just go in gradually. And I think a lot of us, because this has been traumatic, I mean, this has never happened. You talk about historic. The world has never stopped closed down for 14 or 15 months since the modern world has evolved. So, a lot of people have cabin fever, or they were bored, or some people lost their jobs and had trouble paying their bills, and other people got sick, or they had loved ones who got sick. So this has not been an easy year for anyone.
I know people who have had anxiety trying to reemerge into the world. What do you do about that?
Well, I guess it depends on their level of anxiety. And, it's normal to have a little bit of anxiety with a new social situation. And I would include returning to normal life after a 14-month period is one of those. And similarly, let's say you had a chronic illness. Let's say you had a heart attack, and then you were off work for 12 weeks or 15 weeks. When you came back, you'd feel a little bit uncertain and unsure of yourself until you got into the swing of things. But the level of anxiety that's preventing you from doing your work or preventing you from doing your daily activities, then you probably need professional advice. And there are a lot of good mental health specialists in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and beyond that can help with that.
We've appreciated your perspective, Dr. Howard Markell. During this whole pandemic, you've written for The New Yorker. We've seen you on national and international TV speaking out about it. And here you are in WEMU talking to our listeners. And you've also been pretty open about your views and opinions about football and schools and things that are happening. So let me ask you, Ann Arbor Art Fair is back on in July. You think that's okay?
Wow, is that ambitious? When I think of what State Street is like on the Saturday of Ann Arbor Art Fair, your feet literally don't touch the ground because you're just carried away in a carpet of human beings. I don't know. I mean, when is it supposed to be, like mid-July, right?
Right, and they're saying they're going to have the booths spaced out, and there's going to be, they want you to wear a mask, and there's going to be hand sanitizer, so they are taking steps to try to keep it safe.
Yeah, it'll probably be fine.
What about football next fall? Is there any way to know at this time? It looks like it's on.
Yeah, I think with good mass vaccination, you know, it'll be interesting what they will demand in crowded stadiums or, baseball fields or whatever. I mean, will they do distance seating? How long will they do that? Will they require somebody to go who goes in there to show a vaccine card? You know, I think each team will decide how they want to do it.
Based on past history and your medical knowledge, what are the chances of another surge?
Well, they're not out of the question, particularly in countries that are very poor and are not getting enough vaccine for their, which will have to be given on a humanitarian basis to vaccinate their people. So I fully expect another surge in places like Africa and South America, maybe even again in Asia, and how well other countries are immunized against it will tell you how far that surge will go or not. Think of the herd immunity, or at least the immunity of more people than not, as the immunologic version of Israel's Iron Dome. This is not to make a political comment about Israel, by the way, but that Iron Dome concept about how it repels incoming missiles and incoming bombs. Well, that's what this vaccine is doing against incoming or potentially incoming coronavirus. So we are essentially protected. We have an iron dome around us if we get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm hopeful is that in the wealthy countries where vaccine is plentiful, citizens will take advantage of it. And that countries, rich countries like our own, will also donate extra doses to the poorer countries of the world. In the end, it'll help us too, by the way, by vaccinating other people.
What about travel or international travel?
That's a very good question. And, you know, there was all this controversy about vaccine passports and the loss of liberty when actually it's the gaining of freedom and liberty. If you're fully vaccinated, you can travel to places that you can't if you're not. It's going to be interesting how you show to places that you're vaccinated. In England, for example, I was just looking at those regulations the other day, although these are in flux. But you'd have to prove that you're COVID negative. So you'd get a test, a nasopharyngeal swab, just before you got on the plane, and it had to be negative. And then you got another one when you landed, and you had to be in quarantine for 10 days in a hotel that they chose and, they had for travelers. I suspect that'll be lifted by, mid-July or August. Mm. And frankly, I can see why people would not want to travel to another country right now and have to be in quarantine for 10 days.
Speaking of controversy, I think you've told me as well that you actually know Anthony Fauci, but now he is changing his tune on how this virus originated. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, he's not really changing his tune, but he's bringing the typically broad thinker that he is. When this first came up, the notion that a virus somehow escaped the Wuhan virus lab, which is not that far from the wet markets. The story first came up, by the way, in a newspaper called the Epoch Times, which is a right-wing newspaper that was trying to tie the Communist Party of China and this virus to some type of world domination plot, which seemed kind of silly. So a lot of us just rolled our eyes. in the months since, there's been more, I don't want to say evidence, but there's been more suggestions that it's a possibility. I think it's a remote possibility, and it's very hard to prove a negative. But we don't want, going forward, this question to be out there. And I think that's what Tony Fauci said and President Biden said. They didn't say yes or no. They said, let's get a quick, let's get a 90-day study. Tell us what you find. And so they're keeping an open mind.
So it's worth exploring.
Well, yeah, it is worth exploring. If it's true, then that's a real problem in viral handling and the way we do research and all sorts of other issues. I'm highly skeptical that that's the way it started.
Dr. Howard Markell, always lots to talk about, and we appreciate you talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.